The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here on this live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've been talking pretty much all night about Ferguson, Missouri, where, of course, if you haven't been paying attention to the news, about a week ago, there was a shooting involving a young man, 18 years old, and a police officer. The officer has finally been identified. I think his name was it Darren? I don't have it in front of me. Anyway, the officer allegedly shot this man in the back as he was running away from a scene. The allegation was that the man who was shot had stolen some cigars earlier, not too long prior to the shooting, but stolen some cigars in a strong arm robbery of a local convenience store or liquor store. The officer allegedly claims that he saw cigars in the man's hand and that he was walking down the street blocking traffic. He stopped him, basically. He claimed for that reason there was an alleged scuffle near the officer's car, and at some point the young man was running from the officer when he was shot in the back, allegedly. So these are some of the details that surround the story. We have a police officer, a former officer, on the line with us. He did wait through the breaks or the news breaks.
So yeah, thanks for that.
We're going to bring Dave back on here. Dave is saying, let's wait until all the information comes in before making up our minds about things. But I don't have to do that because I can look at the worst case scenario according to the witnesses, according to the statements that are being made and have not been contraindicated in any way, shape, or form about this man being shot in the back, and I can draw conclusions. And if new information comes along, I can redraw new conclusions.
But that wasn't the question I asked Dave on the way out.
No,
the question I asked Dave was, what do you think about officer-mounted cameras, vehicle-mounted cameras that upload directly to the Internet? The Rialto, California Police Department had mounted cameras on police officers. They saw an 80% reduction in complaints about uses of force. They saw a 66% reduction in uses of force simply by having these cameras.
Dave, your thoughts as a former officer?
I have absolutely no problem with it, honestly. I'll be honest with you. I mean, if technology allows, yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a great training tool for future officers that come on the job. I think that it would instill a little bit more trust within the civilian population.
A lot more trust. All I want to do is trust police officers.
Right. On the other hand, you know, when somebody does have to get put on the ground, they have to get put on the ground. When somebody does have to get shot, they have to get shot. And you have to understand that. I'm not going to ask you nicely when you've got a knife at me, coming at me. I'm not going to ask you nicely. I'm going to tell you either drop the knife or you're going to get hit.
And there's no doubt that if there's an immediate danger, then officers are certainly understandably able to respond to that immediate threat. However, when a man is running away at 35 feet, you couldn't possibly claim that you felt threatened by that, right?
That's what I've heard. That's what the sole witness said happened. The sole witness also left out that there was Yeah, there was the one witness, whatever it was, said 35 feet, blah, blah. Who knows? He also left out that there was a fight in the car between this guy and the cop.
That's one of the things that's in dispute. And
that's why I say let's let the information come out.
I agree.
Let's let the investigation get done. And then once everything's out, because, it looks bad. An unarmed man was shot. In my situation, the guy was armed. It was a clear-cut case. It was either me or him. I came out on top, okay? By the grace of God, I'm alive and I'm
training.
Talking to you guys right now.
Okay, good for you.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not taking anything away from my instructors. God bless them. But I'm telling
you. Look, I know what you're saying here is you're saying people, you know, shouldn't be jumping to what they're doing in the streets as a result of this because you don't know all of the facts. I get where you're coming from, and there's no doubt, you know, whatever the facts are, looting is inappropriate, violence is inappropriate. I mean, that's all true. But at the same time, you have to account for the fact that many people in urban areas know that the police are not there in a lot of cases to help them. And that when they see things like this happening in the streets, you can't blame people for bubbling over with their how upset people are. There are a lot of really upset people out there.
I understand that. And I agree that, hey, people should be concerned. And if, you know what, if they weren't awake, if they weren't upset, that's when I'd start to worry.
Well, the police have done this to themselves. The police have... The police have done this to themselves. Again, I'm not excusing violence. I'm not excusing...
The brass did by hiring a largely white force in a largely black area.
You can keep blaming the brass mark, but the underlings take the orders, and they take them every single day, and they could go home if they didn't want to take those orders. So they choose every single day to follow bad orders from the bad brass. So please don't just blame the brass in this particular case.
Wow, because when I was in the academy, I learned a thing called officer's discretion. So... I mean, I could either cut you a break or
absolutely
to you if I really wanted to. You know, I mean, it was something as simple as, look, I caught you with a nickel bag of marijuana, okay? If you're cool with me, I'll tell you what, I'll toss it in the gutter, man. Just get off the street tonight, okay? Now, if you gave me lip, I'll do some paperwork.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm glad you called about that, Dave, because there was somebody who called in earlier disbelieving our claim that officers had full discretion to enforce.
The difference between a ticket and a warning on a traffic infringement or something like that is a lot of it is attitude. A lot of people, man, they want to just immediately, what are you pulling me over for? What are you doing this for? What are you doing that for? Well, dude, you were doing 15 miles an hour over the speed limit and you blew through a red light and didn't use your turn signal and you almost cut grandma off. Come on, man. I mean,
good call tonight, Dave.
Strike three. Come on, guys. I mean,
thanks for calling. Thanks for sharing the expertise. We do appreciate hearing from you. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. But the point I was making about the police sort of have brought this on themselves is that a lot of people, for a lot of good reason, are upset with the police. The police are enforcing bad laws in a lot of cases. Unfortunately, many police aren't using their discretion in the way that I would like to see them use it. I would like to see police use discretion on all laws that have no victim. Please stop enforcing those laws. If you stop enforcing victimless crime laws, officers, you'll find that all of a sudden people will start to trust you more. They'll be more likely to talk to you when you come to their neighborhood because they're not worried you're going to, arrest somebody because there's a bong left out on the table. Oh, well, you invited the officer in to talk about a crime that happened? Somebody's house got robbed? Here, come on in, officer. What's that on the table there? Oh, you're under arrest, son. You know, that kind of stuff happens. And people have their lives ruined by the police. Like, this insane war on drugs has destroyed countless millions of people's lives, or it may at least made people's lives more difficult by taking somebody who was productive and arresting them and taking them out of their job, making them lose their job, maybe lose their house. This all adds up over the years, you know, person after person, people are getting arrested within your family, within your group of friends. It starts to strike closer and closer to home. Maybe even you have been arrested as well. And a lot of it's for BS nonsense. And the more the police are out there arresting people for a bunch of bunk, a bunch of laws that have no victims, they're going to alienate people. They're going to alienate good members of the community who know their brothers and sisters aren't criminals. They just, you know, smoke a little bit of pot or might have had some cocaine or some other kind of drug. But they're not actual criminals. They haven't hurt anybody. So it just adds and it adds. And now it's been decades of this adding and adding and adding. And then some cop shoots a kid. And then, boom, you know, people blow up. Also, it's not excusing it. It's just explaining it.
You're just talking about the drug war, which is a big issue for you.
Huge factor. No, it's a huge factor for urban communities as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's huge. The drug war is the new Jim Crow. I would absolutely agree with you on that. But let's not forget that now with technology like speed cameras, there's going to be a lot of animosity towards just speed enforcement by law enforcement officers. Consider for a second that, maybe many people consider speed limits to be too low where they are. So they consistently speed. You only get a ticket maybe once every 5,000, maybe 10,000 times you speed. So it doesn't teach anything. It's just another revenue stream for the government. There's a line item for speeding violations. So what it ends up being is that when you have police officers, instead of little gizmos on the side of the road that give somebody a ticket every time, you can believe that people won't speed if there were speed cameras on the side of the road. I'm not advocating for it because I don't think the government does a very good job of road management generally. But I am pointing out that the other thing that cops mostly do, which is speed enforcement, is also, flashing lights on the side of the road is dangerous.
Yeah, I say legalize speeding. 855-450-FREE.
I ain't going to go that far.
855-450-3733. They have reckless driving as a statute, so if you're driving dangerously, maybe there's an argument there. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. It's the Live Saturday edition, and of course we'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss, although Ferguson has been the hot topic tonight. A curfew is in place, or it will be in place here in about 4 hours. Midnight Central Time is when the curfew goes into effect in Ferguson, all the way through 5 in the morning on Sunday. Whether there will be another one on Sunday night remains to be seen.
Depends on whether it works or not.
Whatever that means, whatever it means for a curfew to work, we didn't really dig into this idea a moment ago, but just to further let you know, now we don't know the details on far as like, will they be stopping people going to work? Will people who are, trying to get to their job, will they be allowed to go where they're going to go? Are they going to be tailed by the police to make sure they're telling the truth about where it is they're going? How detailed, how oppressive will this this curfew actually end up being? But I think any level of curfew is a disturbing thing. I think it's an indicator that things are not as free as you might expect that they actually are. And, when you physically cannot leave your home at night for fear that men with guns are going to put you in a cage for a while as a result of that, that should be an indicator. There should be a, heads up that you might be living in a police state. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-453. And of course, curfews, by the way, also keep good people off of the streets. So when this curfew is in effect, you will see the police will certainly be out and about, and then there probably will be some criminal element folks who are going to be around. But the thing that keeps people safe on the streets in most places aren't the police. In fact, we saw this happen with the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. After Katrina, people had been ordered to evacuate. And what happened was, once the good people of Louisiana or the New Orleans area were told to leave, the good business owners, the good homeowners, they were ordered out. They were no longer around to defend their store. Are the people who are defending their stores going to be subject to the curfew as well? Oh, I'm sorry, sir. You can't stand here with that AK-47 defending your furniture store. You're going to have to go home now. It's curfew time. So you're taking the good people off of the streets as well. What if there's a neighborhood watch group that wants to go out and keep their streets safe in their neighborhood? They would also be prevented by this curfew from hitting the streets and making sure people are safe out there. So I think the curfew is a terrible idea. You're welcome to share your thoughts at 855-453 as we continue here. We've got Dale. He's in Tennessee. Dale, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Dale, you're on the air. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, I want to express to y'all that I'm 55 years old. I'm black, and I never recall electing anybody to be my particular leader. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go old school and say, I ain't got no stinking leader.
Right on.
I mean, that's ludicrous. And for the mindset that there is a black leader, a white leader. Now, there are people that use that persona, whether it be political, social, and, throughout the community. But that's far from what they mean. They want the black leader to come out here and tell these people to stop. They have a much better opportunity if they were appealing to Beyonce to tell people to stop.
Where is Beyonce? Yeah. Why hasn't Beyonce stepped up and taken a stand on Ferguson?
Dale, good points tonight. Anything else you want to share with us?
No, y'all keep it up. Y'all do a fantastic job, and just keep America listening. Y'all do great. Thanks.
We'll do our best. Thanks, Dale. I appreciate your call and thoughts tonight. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Hey,
You heard it here. Beyonce has not done her civic duty by stepping up and having something to say on Ferguson.
So something I have to say is check out Bitcoin. The price is down a little bit right now. Maybe a good time to buy. It's what, around 500 something today?
I'd have to look, but it's something like that.
Yeah, so it was around the 600 range a few days ago. You can go to blockchain.com to get your Bitcoin wallet tonight. It doesn't take more than a moment. You just sign up at blockchain.com. They've got apps for iPhone, iOS devices, as well as Android devices. And if you don't have a smartphone, you can use their web wallet as well at blockchain.com.
520.
Oh, that's the price of the Bitcoin. Gotcha. All right, you're giving me hand signals. What the hell, 5-2?
I don't know why I try to communicate with you.
All right, so yeah, go to blockchain.com, get your free Bitcoin wallet right now or when you stop driving. Let's go to your calls here. We continue with your thoughts. We've got Dolores. She's on the line in Pittsburgh, Virginia. Dolores, you're on Free Talk Live.
It's Pennsylvania. Hey, guys, I'm enjoying this show. And I would like to know, when do you ever hear of a black officer shooting an unarmed person?
Black officer shooting whom?
An unarmed person.
An unarmed white individual. I mean, when do you hear of that? And I'm all for the cameras. But seriously, when do you or when have you ever heard of such a thing?
Well, let's assume I've never heard of it because I can't think of anything off the top of my head. Surely it's happened somewhere because, you know, there's 6 billion, 7 billion people on the planet. But what conclusion do you draw from it?
Well, what I'm saying is that everything can't be someone reaching for an officer's gun. And everything can't be, oh, we got into a scuffle. But this is from what I've seen. It was the scuffle, the shot, then the shot allegedly in the back. Then when the gentleman turned around with his hands up, he was shot in the face, the frontal part of the head, and then the torso, the part of the chest, the thoracic part of the chest. So you have that. But with all of that being stated, what's going on in America where it's okay? I'm a mother of two sons. I have brothers that are cops. I have individuals that did 20 years in the military. And when they look at their sons and say, this is the way you have to act, and they have served their country, don't you think we have a problem?
Well, I think that the problem's obvious.
Gentlemen, what do you think the problem is?
Well, sir, I do believe that they feel that their life is not worth it. And you wouldn't choke a man in broad daylight and asphyxiate him in broad daylight and think nothing about it unless you thought you can get away with it. So with that thing happening in New York, what is the difference in what that young man...
Oh, you're referring, just to clarify, you're referring to the man in New York City who was choked to death by police in the process of him being attacked over selling some Lucy's, some cigarettes.
Exactly.
Pretty outrageous stuff.
First. Exactly. So what I'm saying is, you guys do a beautiful show, and I enjoy the way you guys go back and forth. But really, gentlemen, think about the fact that when do you hear about an officer in all the 50 states? I'm sure it's happened. But when do you hear about a black officer, a black female, taking the life of a white, Asian, Mexican? When do you hear this?
I don't know. You know what? I mean, we're not in every city, right? So
it's something to think about, though.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing that up tonight, Dolores. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You know, there are certain cities where there are probably more blacks on the department. In Ferguson, apparently there were 3 blacks. Now, Ferguson was what, 70% black, I think, is the number?
I thought it was higher than that.
I've heard it's 65-70% black, and their police department is definitely not 70% black.
80%
not. So, 855-450-FREE. What does that tell you? 855-450-3733. You take control here. This is Free Talk Live's Live Saturday Show.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist-like clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural, and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited here to bring up anything that you want. It is the live Saturday edition, and the toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there for free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours, we give away. You'll probably find more for free at freetalklive.com than you would get if you paid for those other sites on those, you know, those other big name talk show hosts that want to charge you $7 or $8 a month. We do it for free at freetalklive.com. And of course, we ask that you check out some of our great sponsors like BuzzBox, who give you a great reason to check them out, a free pound of some of the best coffee.
Yeah, if you go to coffee.freetalklive.com, you can get a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's shade grown. That's great for people that get that kind of acid reflux deal from coffee because, well, frankly, those sun grown Robusto beans, they're not the same as shade-grown coffee. Coffee was meant to be grown in the shade. It's 100% organic, and that's important when you're looking at you know, countries where maybe they don't have the same rules on pesticide or they use leaded gas. I'm not sure exactly what happens when a plant grows in soil that has, you know, lead in it from the exhaust of cars burning leaded gas, but I'd prefer not to find out because lead's a pretty bad thing. top 1% grade Arabica beans, that's the best of the best. It's available to you for a free pound to try it out. It's a subscription. You can cancel at any time. But what I want you to know is after you get your free pound is that if you continue to get your coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com through BuzzBox, is that you're helping us help people around the world get microloans to have a better life for themselves. So for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, another person can get another microloan to get, I don't know, a plow or a sewing machine or a bicycle or whatever it is they need to make a better life for themselves. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's jump back into your phone calls and thoughts. A lot of people are concerned with what's going on in Missouri with the police shooting in Ferguson of a young man, 18 years old, and there's whatever the details are around that. Allegedly, he was shot in the back, and that just seems to be an inappropriate response to pretty much anything. I mean, to
shooting not good. Yeah.
Shoot a guy in the back, and of course, the larger issues have been discussed as well. The question of, well, why does crime happen in the first place, especially among young males, and the, you know, larger issues of the police state, and you know, you can get into anything you want here. So let's jump into your calls. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Scott first in Wilmington, Delaware. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, you're on the air.
This is my take on the whole situation. Now, evidently, they verified that the video where the young kid that was shot was in the store and he did a strong-arm robbery. They verified that that was, in fact, filmed. At least that's
how did they verify that?
Well, that's what they're reporting on the news, that the police have verified that that was him.
Well, I'm sure the police would like you to believe that that was him. I don't know if just because they have video means that it was actually him.
The police and witnesses and the store clerk evidently have verified that that was him. Okay, so So that being said, if that was him, then he's not a good guy. He's not. He's a thug and a bully, as is evident in the video. If he did that strong home robbery, if in fact it was him, okay, so he's not a good guy. He's a thug and a bully. So it's not too much of a stretch to think that he assaulted the police officer and or he tried to grab a police officer's gun. Now, let me finish before you cut me off.
Mm-hmm.
If you try to grab a police officer's gun or if you try to grab anyone's firearm, they have a legal right to kill you. A legal right to kill you. If you go
for how long after?
Let me finish. Okay. If you go try to pull someone's gun from them, they have a legal right to kill you. That being said, the officer may have been assaulted. They say there was a shot that was fired in the vehicle. If that's the case, there should be a bullet hole in the roof of the vehicle during the scuffle. Okay, but when the kid, thug or not, turned and ran away or tried to run away or tried to leave, that's where the situation changed. Now, if someone comes into your house or someone attacks you on the street and you're in fear for your life, you have a legal right to shoot them.
Yes.
But if they're going away from you, then that danger to you no longer exists. Now, it sounds like to me that they said the cop was treated for bruises and his face was swollen and so forth and so on. Sounds like to me that he might have hit the cop. The cop was furious, and then he tried to run away, and then the cop was shooting at him. Now, if he shot him in the back, that's a problem, okay? And there were evidently over 9 shots fired.
Oh, wow.
I can't see any justification for 9 shots being fired
in a residential area.
That seems way excessive force. And if the kid was running away or got his hands and had his hands in the air, that cop's in a lot of trouble.
Trouble is another question. It seems to be that the cops can get away with murder in a lot of cases. I wouldn't get my hopes up.
I wouldn't call that murder. No.
It was murder if the guy was going away from him.
If it was a felony, so if you punch an officer, I'm pretty sure that they're going to call that a felony. Then you have the fleeing. Then you have the fleeing felon rule.
And you continue to attack the officer, and the officer is in fear for his life or safety, then there's justification for him pulling the firearm.
That's a justified shooting. I got it, and I understand where you're coming from, but you're kind of treating an officer like they're a regular individual, and I would like to point out that they're not. They are the king's men, and they have special rules for themselves. So assault on a Leo is different than assault on a regular individual. An assault, probably a first-degree misdemeanor. Assault on a Leo, probably a low-degree felony. If somebody commits a felony, then you have the right to shoot them if they're trying to flee.
The problem is
that I would say that they often employ this rule, and you don't know where these bullets go. You're just firing rounds in a residential neighborhood, and every one of those rounds went somewhere. And if they didn't go into this guy, they went someplace else.
Well, you're right. Well, just because someone commits a felony doesn't give you right to shoot them.
I agree. Just to clarify, Scott, what he was saying was, he used the word you, and I think it was confusing. What Mark was saying was the police have a rule that allows them to shoot somebody that they believe is in the commission of a felony.
You can.
That's wrong. That is absolutely wrong.
Is it?
You cannot just shoot somebody.
Mark, I've never heard that people have the right to do this. I've never heard that. I've only heard it as the police.
Cops can't do it either. Cops can't.
Fleeing felon rule.
Okay, well, that's interesting, Scott. That's new to me. I've always heard. I have to agree with Mark on this one. We've heard it's been called the fleeing felon rule. I mean, I wish they couldn't do it. I don't think they should be able to shoot somebody in the back. And I certainly agree with you that. In the midst of a struggle, then it makes sense to use violence to defend yourself in that way. But like you said, if the guy's running away, the situation has changed. It should be de-escalation at that point and investigation to try to capture the
suspect. I'm not saying it's right.
Suspect.
I'm just saying there's a fleeing felon rule.
Scott, thanks for the call, man. Do appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And I presume that fleeing felon rule is fairly common amongst the 50 states, but I don't know for sure. Maybe there are some states where it doesn't exist. So we don't know. We're not legal experts. But we are talk show hosts, and we'll take your calls at 855-450-FREE. Let's continue. We've got Andre in Lynchburg listening to WLNI-FM. Hey, Andre.
Good evening. How are you guys doing tonight?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
I appreciate it. Two things. Number one, I think we can't consider that police officers, though they have a tough job, they can snap. They are human beings. They can lose their cool, lose their temper, and react wrongly throughout all of their training. And I know we have to wait for the results in this case.
Andre, stand by. I don't want you to get drowned out by the music here, and we want to give you a chance to get your thoughts on in moments. And at this point, I should not give out the phone number because our phones are loaded up. If you're on the line, we're going to do our best to get you in here coming up. And, of course, we've always got 7 nights a week of content here, so there's plenty of time for your thoughts, whether it's tonight or tomorrow. On Free Talk Live, there's more coming up.
Lots of things change in life. Here's one thing that hasn't. For over 20 years, Lumber Liquidators has been the home of unbelievable flooring deals. And right now, those deals are even better. Take your pick of gorgeous pre-finished hardwoods like cherry, oak, and hickory for an incredible $149 a square foot. Plus, loads of major hardwood flooring brands at a crazy 40% off. Even get great deals on laminate, bamboo, and vinyl floors. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Special 12-month financing available. But hurry, the sale ends Tuesday.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on a love connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, they just cover it. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here in the remaining moments. If you're already on the line. If you're not, well, not a good night for you to take control, because we've got a lot of stuff here. A lot of folks want to talk and get on with their thoughts about Ferguson. Now remember, if you don't get in tonight, call tomorrow, right out the beginning of the show at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. You'll be able to join Mark and whoever your co-hosts are tomorrow. Is it going to be Stephanie and Brian again, Mark?
Yes.
Okay, cool. For the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. What's that you say? You don't get it on your local talk station? Well, you can contact your local talk station, talk to the program director, whoever he or she is, and ask them real nicely to get more Free Talk Live. If you don't have any Free Talk Live, if you're listening online, you don't have any Free Talk Live on your local talk stations, then call and ask real nicely to get some, because we do this thing 7 nights a week. You can join us online anytime you want at freetalklive.com. Let's jump right back into your calls and thoughts. Moses, listening in Santa Rosa, Florida, to Talk Radio 101. Hello, Moses.
Yeah, I'm calling and asking, does anybody really know the history of the police, why the police were formed?
Tell me about it.
They were formed to catch runaway slaves.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying actually earlier on the show this evening. Sheriff's departments have existed for probably close to 1,000 years, but police are a new phenomenon. 1850 was the it was about when they started. The first police department was in London, 1850. Mostly in the United States, they had essentially slave hunters, runaway slave hunters, transitioned into this municipal police department.
There you go.
And it's always being stated that these young men are attacking these police in some type of way. And I never see young men really try to be involved with the police at all. The majority of them, actually, they'd be trying to get away from the police.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Moses, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's jump into Frank, listening in Bozeman, Montana, to KMMS. Hey, Frank.
Yeah, I'm
opinion.
I'm sorry?
Boy, the young man had some kind of a knife or a sharp object, and they cut the police officer up pretty bad. And he had
where was this?
To the hospital.
Where was this? I'm sorry?
In Ferguson.
That's the first I've heard that the officer had
that's
been cut up.
I've never heard any more after that.
Yeah, that's the first I've heard of that. I mean, that's not to say that it's not true. I don't know, but that's the first I've heard of it. Anything else you want to share tonight, Frank?
That's it.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Brian. He's listening in Casper, Wyoming. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, hi. Just one quick thing to share is for all the people, especially the black people out there, you know, the Mexicans, the people of other races, they really need to realize that, you know, the cops aren't just going after black people, Mexican people. They're coming after everybody. Let's take a look at what happened, and let's just take a look at what happened in New Mexico, right? A bunch of white cops shot a white homeless guy down.
Yeah, that's right.
And you guys probably remember the video of the, I know you guys aired it, of that guy screaming for his daddy, who was actually a cop, while the cops were beating him down. So those people need to realize that this isn't just about race, you know. Everybody needs to just get together, you know. It doesn't matter what color you are.
Well, I get where you're coming from. I mean, there's no doubt the police in general have certainly a penchant for violence and escalation. And again, I'm not saying all police are the same. There are still some, you know, I think some good cops who are trying their best to in a terrible system. But generally, we see the police escalating conflicts. We see people of all races being slaughtered and beaten and abused by some of the police out there. And that's bad. But you also can't deny that there have been people who, let's say black people, who have had encounters with police where the police themselves may actually say racist things, where the police themselves may display tendencies that likely would be displayed by a racist. I mean, you can't discount that.
And stop and frisk is systemic and racist. I mean, and so when you still have things like this going on, it projects a message.
Thanks, Brian. I appreciate your call tonight, trying to get as many folks in here as we can. David in San Francisco, you're on Free Talk Live. David.
Oh, honey, yeah, a couple of different things. The popular myths that are going around about this. The first one is, if you watch the press conference from a couple of days ago, they make it very clear that this so-called video of him strong-arming in the stop-and-go, or whatever the name of the shooting store is not a verified him. And anybody that keeps talking that is just stirring it up. Because the police chief himself said that he did not want to release it because there was no verification of him, but that he was forced to release it because of pressure from Freedom of Information Act kind of stuff.
Thing is, I don't care if it was him. It still doesn't justify shooting a man over a box of cigars.
Yeah, absolutely. Much less then, I mean, I'm really into this as divide and conquer schemes. Because I'm from St. Louis originally, and that town has always been a bad one. But the other thing, and this is in the sidewalk issue, that city is just right on the border of St. Louis itself. And when we lived out there, you know, the further out in the suburbs you were, the more likelihood you wouldn't have a sidewalk. But this city has always been one where it's been, you know, the fat cats taking the money out of town. It's a slavery town, a conquered, you know, little borough that they never had sidewalks out there, even though it was right on the border. And, you know, right on the border of big old St. Louis City. And so the idea that they never provided sidewalks and then that this kid gets killed for not walking on the sidewalk. And in fact, I heard one of your earlier callers saying that
that's not the alleged. That's not the the alleged claim. I mean, that's what the claim was is for why he was stopped in the first place.
So are you saying there aren't sidewalks there, or there were sidewalks?
There were.
He doesn't
not.
Know.
And as a matter
wait,
of fact,
wait, David, you don't know what street it was. Did you research the street? Because there was a guy who called earlier saying he researched the street and he said there were sidewalks on this street.
If you just listen to the press conference from a couple of days ago with the police chief. And they clearly say that the cop pulled him over because he was walking in the street. And yep. The witness says, and the cop actually, the cop's testimony is that he pulled him over for walking in the sidewalk, and they said that they were just almost there to where they were going, so they had to be in the sidewalk or, you know, in the street. And it's not, you got to realize that this town is like Poe Dunkett of, they've never had sidewalks in that town. And
David, thanks for the call, man. I do appreciate your call and thoughts here tonight. Interesting claim. So one guy calls in earlier to claim he's researched the exact street where
big
it's happened.
Sidewalks.
And there's huge like government sidewalks there, and now David says he grew up there and there's no sidewalks. So let's go and continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got Ken. He's in Mobile. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Ken.
Hey, I was just wondering, I'm a professor in criminology and long time, just about to retire, and I also am a retired police officer, and I'm trying to figure out where you got the slave hunters, runaway slave hunters, or all that police's lineage is and all that crap. That's totally unsubstantiated, and I wish you could point me
give it to me.
Where you heard that.
Tell me where police come from then.
Police officers are mostly derived from the English that came over, or the Scottish, actually. There's more Scottish police officers anyway than anybody. Oh, good old Irish and Scottish. They're not derived from that.
I'm not talking about where they're from. The first police department was in London in 1850, right?
Yeah.
That much is true. Okay, so we know that chronologically, all police departments came after 1850.
Okay.
Do you agree or disagree with the statement that many people that were employed to hunt slaves in the South then were transitioned from the 1850s, 1860s, 1870s into municipal police departments? Is that a statement you agree or disagree with?
I totally disagree.
Yeah, okay.
I'm still trying. I've read just thousands and thousands of books on the history of law enforcement and history of other organizations, and I have never, ever heard of that hypothesis.
I've read it in a couple of places. That doesn't make it right. It just means something I've read in a couple of places.
Oh, there you go. Now, Ken's saying different. Ken, thanks for your call, man. We'll have to have somebody else take a closer look at it. We don't have time to dig in deep tonight. We've got time maybe to get Anthony with his thoughts in Charleston. Anthony, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, man. As far as the Scottish police thing, the guy just said, watch Braveheart. You know, I mean, white people have been...
Oh, we're just going to have to drop you off when you do those things. And there you go. So, wrapping up the show with the F-bomb. Boom! I don't even know what he was trying to say. And we're out of time, so we can't figure it out now. We'll see you tomorrow. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. See you then. Have a great weekend.
In a far future universe, Earth's fleet is shattered, rife with guerrilla warfare, interspecies diplomacy, and full-scale interstellar combat. Humanity is about to face its Trial by Fire. Trial by Fire, book 2 in the Tales of the Terran Republic, sequel to the national best-selling and award-winning Fire with Fire by distinguished professor and author Charles Gannon. Get it now from Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends Radio Show. The internet has lowered the cost barrier for a worldwide radio show to a price approaching zero. Yet there is one arena where you still need thousands of dollars to approach the audio quality of the corporate media. Doing a live spoken show with more than one host in different geographic locations. Our program, Fiend Phone, will solve that problem, and it will be given away free. Go to fiendphone.com to see what you can do to help. That's FEENPHONE.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.